Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 21, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Nor Bank, UnionPay to launch QR-based mobile payments. PayRights Pay Later solution now available online. Apple Card rolls out for all U.S. customers. SIBS launches utilizer MULTIBANCO for ATM access. BankPoint launches Treasury Pipeline solution. ADEC, Librio tie-up to aid supply chain compliance. SAP Ariba, StanChart team on B2B payments. Westpac teams with Copa to revamp SMB's spending in Australia. Commercial bill pay company Plastiq now usable by Visa cardholders. In Ireland, Banking Federation promotes fintech foresight. Securitize becomes an SEC-registered transfer agent. Tally appoints Trunerative for customer onboarding. SIBS brings cardless cash withdrawals to Portugal's ATMs. Bank Indonesia mandates single QR code standard. Standard Chartered joins SAP Ariba supply chain ecosystem. Fund That Flip raises $11 million in growth financing from Edison Partners. Square looks for growth beyond payments. Plastiq now available to U.S. Visa commercial cardholders. Cashflows turns to Akamai for cyber protection. Aussie payment plan company PayRight moves into e-commerce. Ancora on streamlining AP processes with machine learning. Commercial cards take the global B2B payment stage. Now let's get started. Nor Bank, UnionPay to launch QR-based mobile payments. Nor Bank has teamed up with UnionPay to enable customers to make instant payments on the go with its first EMVCO QR-based mobile payment service. Due to this partnership, Nor Bank customers and merchants can leverage UnionPay QR code scanning for all their payments. Participating retail, restaurant, and tourism-focused merchants will be able to use the cross-border capability of UnionPay QR code payment service. The QR code scanning-based payment solution is an alternative to cash payments for consumers and retailers alike. In the UAE, UnionPay is accepted nationwide both on POS terminals and ATM machines. The new solution is expected to create wider acceptance and increase the number of current QR code-enabled merchants in the country by end 2019. PayRights Pay Later solution now available online. PayRight has announced its move into e-commerce, enabling accredited merchants to add the Pay Later option to the checkout in their online store. Customers will now be able to select PayRight at the online checkout, allowing them to opt for the Buy Now, Pay Later payment option for their purchases. PayRight has created payments modules supporting its e-commerce capability with platforms including Magento, PrestaShop, WooCommerce, and Drupal, with other platforms scheduled for release in the coming months of 2019. The functionality is built directly into the platform, giving PayRight access to merchants across its target market. According to the press release, PayRight has also unveiled its new branding and visual identity. So far, the company has acquired over 1,500 merchants and its end customer base is around 20,000. Apple Card rolls out for all U.S. customers. Apple Card has been launched for the U.S. customers, who can apply for the card through the wallet app on iPhone and use it with Apple Pay in stores, in apps, and on websites. The Apple Card has no fees, encourages customers to pay less interest, and offers a complete view of spending. This launch follows the Apple Card preview earlier in August 2019, during which a limited number of customers were invited for an earlier apply. Apple Card's rewards program, Daily Cash, gives back a percentage of every purchase as cash on customers' Apple Cash card each day. Customers will receive 2% daily cash every time they use Apple Card with Apple Pay, and 3% daily cash on all purchases made directly with Apple, including at Apple Stores, Apple.com, the App Store, the iTunes Store, and for Apple services. In addition, the Apple Card is extending 3% daily cash to more merchants and apps, like Uber and Uber Eats. The card is available to qualified customers in the U.S. with iPhone 6 and later. SIBS launches utilizer MULTIBANCO for ATM access. SIBS has launched utilizer MULTIBANCO, an interbank solution available in an own app and in the bank mobile channels in Portugal. The feature allows the access to any ATM from MULTIBANCO's network only using the smartphone, giving users the possibility to operate the majority of the ATM's functionalities without the need of a bank card. To have access to the ATM, a user needs to press the green button and choose the option Utilizer MULTIBANCO. Then, the user only needs to read the QR code displayed on the screen with MBWay. Like all MBWay operations, an in-app authentication is required with a PIN, 6-digit, Touch ID, fingerprint or Face ID. Only after this validation, the ATM is unblocked and the user can access the menu and the majority of the ATM's operations. SIBS launched MBWay in 2015 to allow 8 different operations, purchases with NFC and QR code in the store, online purchases with the mobile phone number, generation of MBNet cards, send money, ask for money or split the account, cash withdrawals, and the use of an ATM without a bank card. MBWay service is available in an app for Android and iOS smartphones and tablets and in the online and mobile channels of banks operating in Portugal. BankPoint launches Treasury Pipeline Solution. Texas-based software supplier BankPoint is releasing a new Treasury Pipeline Solution for financial institutions, the company said in a press release Tuesday, August 20. The solution integrates workflow, electronic approvals, task management, and e-signatures so banks can close deals faster. The process of fulfilling a new treasury service request is typically cumbersome, as it requires the coordination of multiple people within the bank, as well as the end customer, according to the release. When people are spread across different departments or geographic areas, there can be delays when closing a new treasury sale, which leads to lost sales and customer frustration. If you've got dozens or hundreds of services in the queue, it can quickly become overwhelming, said BankPoint CEO Tom Hruška. BankPoint offers solutions for banks and non-bank lenders throughout the US, Europe and Asia, and it streamlines the selling, approving, and configuring of new treasury services. The fintech coordinated with TBK Bank in Dallas to develop a solution to meet the bank's growing treasury department's needs. The system is very simple and easy for our team to use, said Angela Duway, SVP of Treasury Management at TBK Bank. I have people across 5 states, and it's given them the ability to easily manage the new client onboarding experience from wherever they are. It's improving our time to revenue because we can onboard faster. Hruška added, the e-sign feature has been a game changer. We've integrated seamlessly with HelloSign, an award-winning e-sign solution, to streamline the document signature process from BankPoint directly to the customer's inbox. What used to take days can now take hours or minutes. Hruška said the solution is already making a big difference for BankPoint customers. We're seeing dramatic improvements in throughput for our clients and are excited about bringing the solution to the banking market nationwide, he said. Evolving technology continues to provide consumers with modern, digitally integrated ecosystems of the modern financial services industry. ADEC, Librio tie-up to aid supply chain compliance. ADEC Innovations, a global sustainable practice and compliance firm, is partnering with London-based Librio, a legal tech software as a service (SaaS) company, to help brands understand compliance requirements, ADEC said in a press release on Tuesday, August 20. The partnership will offer greater transparency and improved processes, according to ADEC, which specializes in environmental, social and governance (ESG) solutions. Using ADEC's CleanChain, the partnership will automate processes for manufacturing restricted substance lists (MRSLs) as well as restricted substances lists (RSLs). The software will track chemical use and manage compliance. The CleanChain Compliance Module extension integrates Librio's library of 20,000-plus legal users, making it easier for brands to comprehend federal and regional legal and regulatory obligations. Users will also be able to create compliance plans and track multiple facilities. We are delighted to have partnered with ADEC Innovations to bring the compliance module to an industry that has been searching for a smarter way to address this very difficult problem, said Peter Flynn, Librio's chief executive officer. Helping to solve environmental and social issues like this is the reason we founded Librio, so it is very satisfying to see this solution launch so strongly. The new tool will generate a straightforward checklist from key legal components and outline upcoming steps for compliance. It will also offer on-demand answers to common questions like, what does the law require my business to do here and now? The driving force behind CleanChain is transparency, and our partnership with Librio allows us to take that to the next level, said ADEC Innovations President, Global Development Lance Pierce. Having real-time access to regulations involving waste production, hazardous chemicals, and child labor empowers companies to proactively make positive impacts for their business, as well as the communities they serve, and to be transparent in doing so. With the globalization of supply chains, businesses cannot afford to manage compliance in isolation, as noted in this space earlier in the year. Entering new markets and working with unfamiliar partners can introduce major risks. Managing compliance across an organization and its partners and vendors can overload companies that still continue to rely on spreadsheets. SAP Ariba, StandChart team on B2B payments. Standard Chartered Bank and SAP Ariba announced that they are teaming up to make the bank's financial supply chain solutions easily accessible to businesses in the Asia-Pacific region. Ariba is the world's largest digital business network, connecting more than 4.2 million companies in 190 countries, while Standard Chartered has a presence in 60 of the world's most dynamic markets. As a result of the partnership, by the end of this year, buyers using Ariba network will be able to manage their payments and supply chain finance needs with the SAP Ariba digital platform. Also, suppliers will be able to receive faster access to financing and foreign exchange via Standard Chartered's global network. The collaboration aims to boost efficiency, transparency, and accuracy for buyers and suppliers. Our goal is to make life easier for our clients and their ecosystems, and as their businesses evolve, so do we, Lisa Robbins, Global Head of Transaction Banking at Standard Chartered, said in an emailed press release. We are delighted to collaborate with SAP Ariba to support our clients throughout their procure-to-pay life cycles and beyond. As we embrace open banking, we connect communities across our footprint and provide access to integrated solutions that enable our clients to grow their businesses sustainably. Customers expect the procure-to-pay process to be easy, efficient, comprehensive, and seamless, and rightly so, added Sean Thompson, Senior Vice President, Business Network and Ecosystem, SAP Ariba and SAP Fieldglass. We are thrilled to welcome Standard Chartered into our ever-expanding ecosystem to deliver financing options that enhance value for our customers, allowing them to complete the procure-to-pay process end-to-end on a single platform. This is the second recent agreement for SAP Ariba, which announced last month that it had signed a deal with Tokyo Shoko Research, a Japan-based commercial database, to strengthen its supply chain risk mitigation offerings. Westpac teams with Copa to revamp SMBs' spending in Australia. Australian lender Westpac is partnering with business spend management, BSM, firm Copa to help companies improve finance management on a cloud-based platform, Westpac said on Tuesday, August 20. The collaboration will deliver cost savings while automating inefficient tasks, facilitating risk reduction and improving compliance. Copa's platform is used by 750 organizations, including MGM Resorts International, Salesforce and Unilever. Corporates have invested heavily in improving the way they receive payments from customers. However, we haven't seen the same advancements in how payments are made to suppliers. In many cases, the payables process remains inefficient, paper-based, and prone to errors, said D. Challoner, Westpac Institutional Bank's General Manager, Global Transaction Services. Our partnership with Copa is the first major step towards frictionless supplier payments and delivering end-to-end automation across the working capital cycle. Organizations with large procurement spend or complex supplier relationships will get real-time visibility on budgets, increased purchasing power and more efficient processes. By combining the Copa BSM platform with Westpac's invoicing, payments and reconciliation solutions, CFOs have real-time oversight into their organization's spending behavior, allowing them to proactively identify and address small problems before they turn into big issues, Challoner said in the release. Copa is leveraging artificial intelligence, AI, and BSM community insights to give customers real-time insights and benchmarks for smarter spending decisions. We're delighted to partner with one of Australia's leading institutional banks. This partnership means we're in a strong position to help CFOs and finance teams get full visibility and control to drive real value across the business and the bottom line. This will result in some exciting procurement innovations for our mutual customers, said Roger Goulart, Senior Vice President of Business Development and Alliances at Copa. Westpac's move with Copa is in line with the Australian government's increased focus on digitalization. In June, Copa announced partnerships with PayPal, Stripe, Citi and Transfermate to broaden the capabilities of its business spend solution. By teaming up with companies like PayPal, Copa hopes to expand payment options, enable more seamless virtual card payment processing and address diverse payment needs. Commercial bill pay company Plastiq now usable by Visa cardholders. Commercial bill pay company Plastiq has announced that starting on Wednesday, August 21, U.S. Visa commercial cardholders will be able to use the Plastiq to pay vendors, even if they don't accept credit cards, the company said in a release. According to the Credit Research Foundation, fewer than 12% of business-to-business, B2B, payments are done with a card. With the new initiative, Plastiq said, it's giving businesses more control over their own finances. The U.S. Bank Business Leverage Visa Signature was recently created by U.S. Bank, with the purpose of serving specifically as a small business credit card. The card rewards customers where they spend the most every month, be it in construction materials, medical supplies or marketing. Now, those cardholders can use Plastiq with the card to get even more rewards and have access to a greater threshold of capital. Business owners know how to run their businesses efficiently, said John Stewart, president of U.S. Bank Retail Payment Solutions. We worked closely with owners to develop the U.S. Bank Business Leverage Card. One of the messages we heard loud and clear is they want maximum value on spend they're already making. Now with Plastiq and Visa, our cardholders have expanded options to use their cards with more vendors and earn rewards on more purchases than they would with other forms of payment. For a lot of businesses, commercial cards are the easiest way to get financing, and the cards allow for instant capital when needs arise. Plastiq lets businesses pay for a majority of business expenses with a card, and lets them better manage cash flow as well as reap the rewards of using a credit card. Plastiq lets us pay for commercial inventory and logistics with company credit cards expenses totaling millions of dollars that we used to pay by check, said Sherman Chong, CEO of Trekology. The Plastiq platform helps us better manage our cash flow, is very user-friendly and saves us both time and money. Plus, we use points earned to offset travel expenses. In Ireland, Banking Federation promotes fintech foresight. The Banking and Payments Federation Ireland said it had established a fintech foresight group, further evidence of collaborations between traditional financial institutions and tech upstarts. That group, according to the release, has been formed to help harness new technical developments from the startup ecosystem and help shape fintech policy. The federation has 100 members, firms and associates across its roster, including licensed domestic and foreign banks and institutions. The Foresight Group will report to the Minister of State for Financial Services Michael Darcy and will look toward promoting collaboration between financial firms and governmental bodies internationally through a series of workshops. That series will focus on global technology trends across financial services and how fintechs and banks can work together across those efforts. Darcy said that by bringing these stakeholders together, we can aspire to increase the collaboration necessary to drive the development of fintech. Having an open conversation is also very important, allowing us to discuss where we see developments, trends, and opportunities in fintech in the coming years, ensuring that we have continued success in this area. Sandbox in India. Separately, the Reserve Bank of India has published the final version of its guidelines for fintechs under the document known as the Enabling Framework for Regulatory Sandbox, according to Crowdfund Insider. The earlier draft had been published in April of this year and had requested feedback from financial service stakeholders. With the publication of the latest guidelines, the RBI said it had received a total of 381 comments from 69 participants spanning fintech, banks and payment aggregators, among others. One area that may not be included in the sandbox is crypto, according to the site. As has been reported, India has been looking into banning cryptocurrency but embracing blockchain. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that such efforts can promote financial stability. It is indeed imperative that banks capitalize on these technological advances and the associated business models. Regulators on their part also need to provide enabling frameworks for these endeavors by banks as well as the non-traditional players, said Das in a speech, adding that the public policy approach here needs to be more comprehensive and holistic, taking into account issues such as financial regulation, competition policy, and data privacy regulation. Coordination among various authorities such as financial regulators, competition authorities and data protection supervisors becomes critical at this juncture. Facebook eyes Indonesia e-commerce in terms of individual company news. As noted in this space, Facebook has been in talks with several fintech firms based in Indonesia to bring mobile transaction services to the country through the WhatsApp chat app. Reuters reported that the company, which had tried to make a similar push into India, is looking to tap into Indonesia's fast-growing e-commerce economy. Indonesia has more than 100 million WhatsApp users and e-commerce activity is expected to top $100 billion there by 2025. Among the reported partners are Gojek, Dana and OVO. WhatsApp has also reportedly been in talks with Bank Mandiri, which operates as a state-owned bank that has its own digital wallet. Securitize becomes an SEC-registered transfer agent. Securitize, the trusted global solution for issuing and managing compliant digital securities on the blockchain, is now an SEC-registered transfer agent. This registration enables Securitize to act as a transfer agent for digital securities registered with the SEC, as well as for issuers of Reg A+ and Reg CF digital securities who wish to exempt their digital securities from the mandatory registration requirements of Section 12(g) of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. Securitize is the first and only SEC-registered transfer agent with a working blockchain protocol, active issuers, and integrations that allow digital securities powered by Securitize's DS protocol to be traded on SEC-registered alternative trading systems (ATS), including Open Finance Network (T0) and SharesPost. As a transfer agent, Securitize is able to keep a real-time cap table of investors and facilitate corporate actions for issuers, including, among other things, the payment of dividends and interest, conducting shareholder votes and redemptions, share buybacks. Securitize has also created a tool, the Transfer Verification Tool, TVT, that allows investors to pre-check the transfer of any digital security token powered by the DS protocol. This positions Securitize as a one-stop digital securities service provider, drastically decreasing the number of intermediaries required to compliantly manage the lifecycle for both registered and unregistered digital securities on the blockchain. Using blockchain technology and tokens representing ownership allows for an immutable, auditable, and traceable source of record of the lifecycle of a security and automates compliance, which allows for instant trades across multiple regulated marketplaces, materially reducing the time it takes to determine a trade for a security and ensuring the compliance of the trade. Securitize has consistently led the market through our execution and commitment to delivering on the promise of compliant digital securities on the blockchain. Becoming a registered transfer agent is the natural next step for Securitize as we continue to work toward making all securities digital. It opens up opportunities for issuers of registered securities to tap into the digital securities market in an efficient and trusted way, and also allows issuers of Reg A+ and Reg CF digital securities to use a blockchain-based transfer agent if they wish to exempt their digital securities from the mandatory registration requirements of Section 12(g) of the Exchange Act, said Carlos Domingo, co-founder and CEO of Securitize. The news comes after Securitize announced the 10th issued an outstanding digital security running on the Securitize platform and DS protocol, five of which are actively trading on regulated ATS, with a total value of all issued and outstanding digital securities using its technology approaching $200 million. Tally appoints TruNarrative for customer onboarding. Financial crime and compliance software firm TruNarrative has been appointed by cutting-edge banking app Tally to enhance the customer onboarding and identity verification processes. Tally is the first banking app to offer consumers an alternative physical asset currency for everyday spending, where one Tally is 1 milligram of vaulted gold owned by the customer through the Tally platform and debit MasterCard, like a regular bank account. Tally is not a cryptocurrency. With Tally placing a big priority on the customer onboarding experience and compliance, the firm chose TruNarrative's unified platform solution to complete its real-time, customer onboarding journey. This enables Tally to build bespoke journeys for Know Your Customer, KYC, politically exposed persons, PEPs, and sanctions checks, plus document verification. These services all integrate via the TruNarrative's Single Application Programming Interface API, which seamlessly interfaces with Tally's smartphone app and core systems. The solution will equip Tally with a customer onboarding process that can be adapted to future compliance and industry requirements. Commenting on the partnership, Tally's CEO, Cameron Perry, said, "As a fast-growing innovative company, we wanted to be able to scale fast and offer our customers a high-speed, low-friction onboarding experience. At the same time, compliance and security are critical factors to our success. We strive for best-in-class standards. The partnership with TruNarrative provides us with a no-compromise solution that fulfills all of our criteria for onboarding customers." John Lord, CEO of TruNarrative, added, "In a world of fiat and cryptocurrencies effectively being promises rather than assets, Tally has a really interesting and groundbreaking idea. We're looking forward to helping the company build its very innovative business model. Changes to the customer journey and case management can all be done in the TruNarrative platform's no-code interface, meaning Tally can tweak or revamp its onboarding strategy without requiring extensive IT resources. TruNarrative's platform will enable Tally to manage its overall client onboarding strategy, as well as case and exceptions management. Tally's tech allows consumers to spend their asset through their Tally banking account. In addition, being physical gold means savings hold their value over time, don't depreciate from inflation, and are more insulated from political and economic uncertainty." SIBS brings cardless cash withdrawals to Portugal's ATMs. SIBS, a leader in payments processing and financial technological services in Europe, launched the new feature Utilizer MULTIBANCO Use an ATM in MBWay, an interbank solution available in an own app and in the bank mobile channels in Portugal. The Utilizer MULTIBANCO feature allows the access to any ATM from MULTIBANCO's network only using the smartphone, giving users the possibility to operate the majority of the ATM's functionalities without the need of a bank card. This novelty is only available in Portugal. To have access to the ATM, simply press the green button and choose the option Utilizer MULTIBANCO, then, the user only needs to read the QR code displayed on the screen with MBWay. Like all MBWay operations, an in-app authentication is required with a PIN, 6-digit, Touch ID, fingerprint or Face ID. Only after this validation, the ATM is unblocked and the user can access the menu and the majority of the ATM's operations, namely favorite Portuguese features such as payment of services, state payments, transports and mobile top-ups. At SIBS, we work every day to improve and make easier Portuguese's daily life through innovative and disruptive solutions. In an increasingly digital and cashless society, it's essential that we could access any ATM without a bank card in our hand, since we tend to forget it in a pocket or at home. To take a step forward on this evolution, MB Way has launched a revolutionary feature that allows its users to access the majority of the ATM's operations. And that's why we say that the wallet can stay at home, said Maria Antonia Saldanha, SIBS brand and communication director. SIBS offers dozens of operations in the ATM network that intend to suit its users, both private and businesses, giving more convenience and safety to those who use them. SIBS launched MB Way in 2015 to be the most modern and complete payment solution in Portugal that allows 8 different operations, purchases with NFC and QR code in the store, online purchases with the mobile phone number, generation of MB Net cards, send money, ask for money or split the account, and now cash withdrawals and use the ATM without a bank card. MB Way service is available in an app for Android and iOS smartphones and tablets and in the online and mobile channels of banks operating in Portugal. The use of MB Way confirms the preference of the Portuguese for mobile and immediate payments. The service has more than 1.5 million users that make about 5 million operations per month. Bank Indonesia mandates single QR code standard. Bank Indonesia has launched a quick response QR code standard for payments through server-based e-money applications, electronic wallets and mobile banking known as QR Code Indonesian Standard, QRIS, to coincide with the 74th anniversary of Indonesian independence, today, 17/08, in Jakarta. National QRIS implementation will be effective from 1 January 2020 in order to provide an adequate transition period for payment system service providers to prepare for the new standard. QRIS launching is part of the rollout of the Indonesian Payment System Vision (SPI) for 2025, announced in May 2019. At the launching ceremony, by Governor Perry Wargio stated that QRIS, which carries the spirit of UNGGUL, universal, simple, profitable, direct, aims to enhance transaction efficiency, accelerate financial inclusion and advance MSMEs, thus ultimately stimulating economic growth for the betterment of Indonesia. That spirit is in line with the theme of Indonesia's 74th anniversary of independence, namely Superior Human Resources, Advanced Indonesia. QRIS-UNGGUL carries meaning, namely universal. QRIS use is inclusive for all and can be used for domestic and international payment transactions. Second, simple, QRIS offers secure and convenient transactions through mobile phones. Third, profitable, QRIS transactions are profitable for merchants and customers due to efficient payments through one QR code that can be used for all mobile phone payment applications. Fourth, direct, QRIS transactions are processed in real time, thereby supporting the uninterrupted operation of the payment system. QRIS was compiled by Bank Indonesia along with the Indonesia Payment System Association, ASPI, using EMVCO, one international standards to support broader payment system instrument interconnectedness and accommodate the specific needs of Indonesia, thus providing interoperability between providers, instruments and even countries. Initially, the focus of QRIS implementation will be QR code payment model merchant presented mode (MPM), where the merchant will be able to display a QR code to be scanned by the customer when initiating a payment transaction. Prior to launch, the technical specifications of the QR code standard and interconnectedness of the system were tested through piloting from September to November 2018, with Phase 2 running from April until May 2019. Standard Chartered joins SAP Ariba supply chain ecosystem. Standard Chartered Bank and SAP Ariba today announced a strategic collaboration to make the bank's financial supply chain solutions easily accessible to businesses in the Asia-Pacific region through Ariba Network, the world's largest digital business network connecting more than 4.2 million companies in 190 countries. By the end of 2019, buyers using Ariba Network will be able to seamlessly manage their payments and supply chain finance needs with the SAP Ariba digital platform, while suppliers will get quicker access to financing and foreign exchange via Standard Chartered's global network. The collaboration is intended to accelerate the digitalization of the entire supply chain, improving efficiency, transparency, and accuracy for buyers and suppliers alike. Working across some of the world's most dynamic trade corridors, Standard Chartered and SAP Ariba are committed to supporting sustainable economic growth and making financing more accessible to companies by connecting business communities and facilitating increased commerce across the globe. Our goal is to make life easier for our clients and their ecosystems, and as their businesses evolve, so do we, said Lisa Robbins, Global Head of Transaction Banking at Standard Chartered. We are delighted to collaborate with SAP Ariba to support our clients throughout their procure-to-pay life cycles and beyond. As we embrace open banking, we connect communities across our footprint and provide access to integrated solutions that enable our clients to grow their businesses sustainably. Customers expect the procure-to-pay process to be easy, efficient, comprehensive, and seamless, and rightly so, said Sean Thompson, Senior Vice President, Business Network and Ecosystem, SAP Ariba and SAP Fieldglass. We are thrilled to welcome Standard Chartered into our ever-expanding ecosystem to deliver financing options that enhance value for our customers, allowing them to complete the procure-to-pay process end-to-end on a single platform. Fund at Flip raises $11 million in growth financing from Edison Partners. Fund at Flip, an award-winning fintech platform and marketplace lender of residential real estate loans, today announced a raise of $11 million from Princeton, NJ, based growth equity firm Edison Partners. Launched in 2014, Fund at Flip provides short-term loans to experienced real estate redevelopers who buy and renovate residential properties. After origination, Fund that Flip offers accredited and institutional investors the opportunity to purchase fractional shares of the loan and earn an 8% to 9% annualized yield. Since Fintech Venture Fund, an Atlanta-based early-stage investor, led the company's seed round in 2016, the company has realized exponential growth, doubling its revenue, loan origination volume, and customer base each year. Fund that Flip will use the additional capital to expand its market share of the trillion-dollar residential real estate investment industry. Historically low levels of single-family home construction have created an affordability challenge for many willing home buyers in the U.S. With the average age of a single-family home at 37 years old, millions of properties demand significant investment to meet the preferences of modern home buyers. Real estate redevelopers who leverage Fund that Flip's financing to renovate aging or neglected properties are able to deliver a like new home at an attainable price point. Our mission is to enable our clients to create wealth and improve communities by investing in real estate. This additional capital is going to further advance the mission to more clients and communities across the country, said Matt Rodick, CEO and founder of Fund that Flip. Edison Partners has an impressive track record of investing in market leaders, and we're incredibly excited and honored to have them as a partner as we expand our product offerings, technology, and services. Jennifer Lee, Vice President at Edison Partners, led the investment and will join the board of directors at Fund that Flip. Fund that Flip's offering is well-timed with the growth of the residential real estate industry's addressable market, said Lee. As affordability continues to concern many home buyers, the renovation and recycling of existing homes offers an attractive, sustainable solution. We look forward to helping the Fund that Flip team accelerate their vision of being the destination platform for residential real estate investors. With the capital, Fund that Flip plans to scale distribution around its core product set in existing and new markets. The company also plans to develop additional residential loan products and provide new ways for institutional and accredited investors to fund their offerings. Square looks for growth beyond payments. At Square, we're working to create the future of commerce, and we want to inspire developers to build solutions our merchants can use to manage and grow their business. Today, we are excited to announce a significant expansion of the Square platform to include a new set of APIs and SDKs that developers can leverage to build customized and scalable commerce experiences. Over the past couple of years, we've released APIs and SDKs that focus on enabling developers to take payments in person, online, and in mobile apps. We're now expanding our platform and shifting the focus from payments to orders. Orders are now a central component of our platform as they connect payments to items, price modifiers, customers, and more. This release is the first to open access for external developers to Square software products. Developers can send orders from their app to Square Order Manager, which turns Square Points of Sale and Square Dashboard into order fulfillment points that are already used daily by millions of merchants. In addition, orders appear as sales in the sales reporting and transactions lists on Dashboard and POS clients. Finally, developers can use orders as a single source of truth because they support including carts, fulfillments, customers, and source data, in addition to payment information. The diagram below illustrates how all these components and apps interact together to link consumers to Square merchants through orders. Using Square's platform, developers can also build integrations with traditional business systems such as NetSuite, Salesforce, or SAP, making it easy to leverage Square within an existing environment. Payments, orders, customer data, and more can be transferred into a CRM, OMS, ERP, or any enterprise business solution. In addition to these APIs, we're also excited to announce that we're now taking submissions from external developers who want to get their app published on our app marketplace so they can be discovered by our merchants. Interested developers can visit us here to tell us about their app and get in touch with our team. We're excited to see what external developers build with Square's platform and how they can help our millions of merchants run and grow their businesses. The platform is available in the US, Canada, Australia, Japan, and the UK starting today. To learn more about Square's platform, visit https://square.com/developers or visit our documentation at https://developer.square.com/docs. Cashflows turns to Akamai for cyber protection. Akamai, NASDAQ, AKAM, the intelligent edge platform for delivering and securing web experiences, today announced it is protecting cash flows, an innovative fintech offering comprehensive merchant services, alternative payments, and BIN sponsorship solutions, card issuing and ATMs, from the growing threat of distributed denial of service, DDoS, attacks against its cloud-based services. Founded in 2010, Cashflows was one of the first independent UK payments institutions accepted as a principal member of both Visa and MasterCard. As one of the first acquirers to move its platform into the cloud, and without legacy infrastructure holding it back, the company has seen significant growth, with its merchant acquiring customer base set to double in 2019. It also powers more than 38,500 ATMs across Europe. Operating in the highly regulated financial services industry, Cashflows is responsible for keeping cardholder and personal data safe for its customers and their customers. Thanks to the growing popularity of online banking, however, the sector has become a popular target for hackers. With DDoS attacks now costing organizations on average $1.7 million per year, the company needed to introduce security solutions which could mitigate the impact and protect data. Matt Peck, CTO, Cashflows said, "The consequences for failing to protect transactions and payment data are significant. While we utilize Amazon Web Services to deliver our platform, we required a local, bespoke and scalable solution to these threats. We turned to Akamai, whose global network and expertise makes sure anyone anywhere in the world can make local connections to our service, in a way that is resilient and thoroughly protected." Running on the edge servers of the Akamai Intelligent Edge platform, Akamai Kona Site Defender provides Cashflows with DDoS mitigation and web application security on a massive scale, with high availability and 24/7 monitoring. Supporting this, Fast DNS ensures Cashflows can continually provide its services through local DNS servers, while adding an extra layer of DDoS security. Peck continues, "Even the shortest outage from a DDoS attack means that customers won't be able to receive payments for their services and will lose revenue. Any sustained outage would not only impact our customers, but also pose an existential threat to the business. It's reassuring to know that even if cash flows were to attract a massive amount of security threats as it continues to grow, cyber criminals will have to get through Akamai's security before they can get to us. Jay Coley, Senior Director of Security Strategy and Planning at Akamai, added, "With the global threat landscape continuing to evolve and change, it's crucial that businesses in the cloud have solutions in place to protect against any attacks which might cause disruption. Our team of security experts constantly use their global perspective to help customers such as Cashflows protect against emerging threats that may not have reached the UK yet. Cashflows is an ambitious company, and we aim to continue providing support as they expand globally." As part of its expansion, Cashflows plans to add more payment methods to its platform, and introduce additional products such as gateways, cryptocurrencies, data analytics and alternative payment mechanisms. These will all be supported by Akamai's security solutions. Aussie payment plan company Payrite moves into e-commerce. Australian fintech and payment plan provider Payrite today announced its move into e-commerce, enabling accredited merchants to add the payment option to the checkout in their online store. Customers will now be able to select Payrite at the online checkout, allowing them to opt for the flexible buy now, pay later payment option for their purchases. Payrite has created payments modules supporting its e-commerce capability with a number of platforms including Magento, PrestaShop, WooCommerce and Drupal, with several more platforms scheduled for release in the coming months. The functionality is built directly into the platform, giving Payrite access to thousands of merchants across its target market. Piers Redward, co-founder and joint CEO of Payrite, said, "We have seen an overwhelming response to our initial launch of e-commerce, with many existing merchants seeking to use the functionality and a growing number of new merchants joining the Payrite platform off the back of the launch. We have endeavored to build on the solution being offered by other buy now, pay later providers by developing an e-commerce module designed for more considered purchases from $1,000 to $20,000, as well as smaller buys up to $1,000. Miles Redward, co-founder and joint CEO of Payrite, said, "Providing an integrated solution directly into our merchant partners' online stores is expected to increase sales volume by up to 30% and improve yield. Consumer adoption of no-interest-ever payment plans is at an all-time high, and by integrating our e-commerce plugin into their web platform, existing and prospective merchants can now provide their customers with an omni-channel buy-now, pay-later offering, both in-store and online." The introduction of e-commerce to the Payrite platform coincides with the unveiling of its new branding and visual identity, representing the company's values and ethos of Make Easy Happen. As consumer behavior is increasingly shifting towards buy now, pay later and away from credit cards, in turn Payrite has created a structure for its narratives in order to effectively communicate and engage merchants and consumers. Recognizing that awareness of the buy now, pay later space is at an all-time high, Payrite aims to educate and build a brand that resonates with target merchants and consumers. Featuring a new suite of logos and website, the rebranding reflects the transformation of Payrite, and visually and verbally differentiates the brand between other buy now, pay later players in the market. Payrite is partner-led and has a consultative partnership approach with merchants. Aspects of the product and process are tailored to merchants, which ultimately benefits them, as well as their customers. Merchants' transactions are settled the same day, upfront and in full, and Payrite manages the customer's repayments, mitigating any risk for the merchant, improving their cash flow and helping to increase profit for their business. Payrite adopts a number of responsible lending principles to ensure a positive customer experience, leading to additional referrals and repeat business for merchants. In its first 3 years of lending, Payrite has acquired over 1,500 merchants, with around 100 new merchants joining the platform every month, and written 18,000 plans totaling approximately $45 million Australian. Payrite's end customer base is around 20,000, and the company is targeting $100 million in volume in FY20. Legislation like the Sarbanes-Oxley Act and others have put pressure on companies to be able to show an auditable and measurable process in all their financial systems, Flynn said. Though technically SOX only pertains to public corporations, many private corporations follow the same rules as part of their overall management. AP Automation solutions help firms manage their financial systems in accordance with the law. Deployments are occurring across verticals including financial, healthcare, education, retail and others, Flynn noted. We are seeing more adoption of the technology in smaller companies because of the reduction in complexity and cost. He offered an example in which a U.S. firm that uses Boost to process payments may have suppliers in the United Kingdom or Dubai, and then elects to have Boost operate as what he termed a one-stop shop, engaging with suppliers in various locales. They give us the list of suppliers, and we go out and enable them, said Levitt of the traditional relationships that have been cemented between Boost and its customers. The company said earlier in 2019 that last year, it increased the commercial card volume it processed globally by 70%. Solving for international pain points is going to be a very big push for us over the next 18 months, Levitt told Webster. It's essentially marketing our international capabilities, certainly to our issuer partners in the United States, but also to issuers around the world, which is what we're doing in Canada, LATAM, Europe, Southeast Asia and other areas. Levitt also told Webster the company is expanding its offer of proprietary rates, which should spur more widespread adoption of corporate cards, with an eye on introducing such rates in the Caribbean and LATAM. Europe, he said, has traditionally not been a credit-oriented market, but it has increasingly become more receptive to credit-based corporate cards, although he termed that market 5 to 7 years behind the U.S. in such adoption. Looking ahead, he said Singapore offers a gateway to Southeast Asia, and LATAM holds promise, as does Australia. Data matters, too. As payments make their way across borders, the information accompanying those payments matters, too. The data is increasingly becoming more and more important, Levitt said. Many of these transactions are larger ones that house many invoices. Moving the money is half the battle, but getting the remittance detail to the supplier in a format they can easily ingest is mission critical. He explained that much of the data reporting beyond the basic details necessary for processing is submitted by Boost outside of traditional rails and can include specialized formats and information as requested by suppliers. For the payments themselves, he maintained, the card rails have proven to be a time-tested way to move money in general, but they are less than optimal for large B2B transactions that run into the millions of dollars. So, we bend the rails a little better to make sure they accommodate what the requirements are between the trading partners, he noted. Given the fact that both the money and the data are moving across a time-tested, scalable and secure infrastructure means everything. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.